This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that it is more imperative than ever for nations to collaborate on shared challenges, particularly in combating terrorism. Dr. Jaishankar made these remarks during the opening session of talks with his Spanish counterpart, José Manuel Álvarez Bueno, in New Delhi today. He said that both India and Spain are victims of terrorism. He also stressed that the global order is undergoing a profound transformation and the world must adopt a zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism. Dr. Jaishankar said that India will host the Artificial Intelligence AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi next month. He highlighted that India's approach to AI is human-centric, inclusive and focused on responsible and ethical values which closely align with Europe's approach. The minister said that India and Spain have designated 2026 as a dual year of culture, tourism and AI.
India is hosting the AI Impact Summit next month. Our approach to AI is human-centric, inclusive and focused on its responsible and ethical use. I think it's very similar to the approach of Europe. We are confident that the dual year will encourage greater institutional and industry-led collaboration.
He expressed confidence that the dual year will encourage greater institutional and industry-led collaboration between the two countries. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that India and the European Union, EU, are on the cusp of signing the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, describing it as the mother of all agreements. In her address at the World Economic Forum, WEF, in Davos, she said that after Davos, the next weekend she will travel to India. She, however, said that there is still work to do. She added that it would create a market of 2 billion people, accounting for almost a quarter of global GDP. European Council President Antonio Costa and von der Leyen will be on a state visit to India from Jan 25th to 27th. They will be chief guests at the Republic Day celebrations before jointly co-chairing the India-EU summit. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the people of Meghalaya, Tripura and Manipur on their state day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that the states are blessed with rich cultural legacy, vibrant traditions and extraordinary natural beauty. Mr. Radhakrishnan expressed hope that these vibrant states continue to contribute to country's progress through inclusive growth, cultural richness and sustainable development. Mr. Modi also prayed that the states prosper significantly in the coming times. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnava said that India is building a complete semiconductor ecosystem covering design, fabrication, packaging, materials, gases and equipment. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnava said that global industry sees India as an increasingly reliable supply chain partner. He said Google is strengthening its commitment to India's AI ecosystem, including a $15 billion AI data center in Vishakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh, and partnerships with Indian startups. BJP President Nitin Nobin has appointed Vinod Tavade as the election in charge and Shobha Karanjilade as election co-in-charge for the upcoming Kerala Assembly elections. Mr. Nobin has also appointed Ashish Shelar as the election in charge and Ashok Parnami along with Rekha Sharma as election co-in-charges for the upcoming Telangana municipal and corporation elections. The Indian benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty continued their losses today, tracking persistent global risk-off sentiment, continued foreign fund inflows and mixed earnings cues. The Sensex lost 729 points to reach 81,452 and the Nifty declined 214 points to reach 25,214 when reports last came in. In men's cricket, a five-match T20 international series between India and New Zealand begins from today. The opening match of the series will be played in Nagpur this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.